with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Brace yourselves. It is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. There she is, the unfiltered, unhinged Una that we all love to listen to daily.
You make me sound like a right mopsy.
I don't know what that means, but where do you get these words from? Mopsy.
Mopsy.
Yeah.
My mother.
Your mother?
Yeah, she calls me a mopsy.
What is a mopsy?
I don't know. Is it kind of like a fishwife?
Oh.
Like a ragamuffin is another one she calls me.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Gutter snipe.
What a lovely relationship you have with your mother.
Ah, she's gas.
She is. She's a head case. All right, listen. We were talking about a family in Ranelagh in Dublin who were awarded a phenomenal amount of money because one of their neighbours' cats did something unruly.
Una, how did this story slip by your breaking news? This is absolutely insane. This is crazy. There's people left, right and centre running riot.
What's going on?
There's a couple in Ranelagh in Dublin, you know, one of the most most expensive place to live in the country at the moment.
Yeah.
D6, if you don't mind. There ain't no free parking there.
I thought D4 was the most... Okay, anyway.
It's D6 now. You know. Well, there was a couple who were awarded €6,000 because their neighbour's cat kept pooping in its garden.
Ah, stop.
So they brought them to court. They went, "See that cat there?" The cat's sitting there in the witness box going, "Meow." And the judge is like, "I see the cat." And it's like, "That cat keeps pooping in my garden." And the judge is just like, "Well, I award you €6,000 and I can't pay up."
That is absolutely disgraceful.
It's mad.
And by the way, where's the proof? Do they have evidence that it was their cat?
It could have
been a number of cats.
Everyone's got the camera at the house now, isn't it?
This is true. It could have been a cat that looked like that cat. It could have been a dog. You can't blame the poor cat for all of the poop around the place.
These modern technology, they use a cat scan.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. €6,000. I mean, come on.
Hey.
That's a lot of money.
The cat poop isn't going to clean itself up, even though I don't know what the cat is up to, because most cats would just like hang out, go into the house, go into the litter tray and just like do its thing there, because they know by being good in front of their owners, they get rewarded, because we bow down to the cat overlords of our lives.
Yeah, but some cats are feral and they like to go out roaming. You know, meeting other cats.
They understand what we're saying. Don't talk about the cats. They know what we're saying.
Right, okay.
Oh, you're joking about the cats.
Yeah.
You absolute lunatic. They will come and get you in your sleep, and they'll poop in your garden.
Anyway, I think that is shocking.
It is. How do you tackle, though, neighbours and their cats and dogs pooping in your garden and stuff like this? Do what my wife did a few years ago.
What did she do?
There was a little dog. We called him Dr. McPoopins, all right? He used to run across the green, all right? Stupid tongue hanging out, tail wagging, beautiful little dog. But it wasn't his fault. His owners just opened the door and he ran across the green. And in the middle of our drive, you know where you'd park your car?
Yeah.
In the middle of the drive, proudly would look in towards our house and he would squat and he would... And then... poop on our drive and then leg it back with his tail like wagging.
You know he was taught to do that.
Of course he was.
What did you do to your neighbour?
We had two very small children at the time, and dog poop ain't good for small children, for anybody to be playing in. So Lisa did the right thing. She picked it up with a poo bag.
Oh, good woman.
And bagged it up and tied the poo bag to the collar of the dog and sent it on its merry way.
Oh my God.
That's how to do it. And that's why I married him.
Let me lift you
high
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast
rolls. There you go. Would you tie a poo bag to a dog's collar?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I mean, it is, you know...
Genius.
It is respect and all that. I just wouldn't have the... I wouldn't have the balls to do it. I'd be terrified that they'd come and they'd egg my house or worse, yes, they'd throw the poo bag at my house. Do you know?
It's not bad enough that their dog was already pooping in your garden.
But isn't it like, did you have to face that neighbour again? Did you have to see each other? Was there ever an altercation after the incident?
No.
No.
They were mortified. Of course they were.
Do you not think you should be mortified for doing it though?
It was my wife.
It was your... you're distancing yourself from that one, aren't you?
I hit behind the bush.
Yeah. It was her.
I'm like, girl, you can
I mean,
do
it's
it.
Not their fault that the dog was choosing your place to poo. Do you know what I mean?
They watched the dog go across the
How
road.
How do you know they watched the dog go across the road?
Because they stood and I saw them and they while I was peeping behind the bush.
Right. and they saw that and they didn't come over
no.
and try and clean it up.
No, they didn't.
Okay, well maybe if you had just gone over and said, "Oi, I see you looking at your dog and he's doing his business in my garden. Come over and clean it up."
That would be worse.
It wouldn't. You would have gotten it all out in the open and you would have become best friends. Do you know what I mean?
Nah.
No?
Don't need that.
Neighbours with Benefits? No. No.
Oh my God.
That should be a movie. Neighbours with Benefits.
I'm sure it is. As the neighbours came over, they each popped their keys in a bowl.
Yes.
This is like going to a party in Una's house. All right.
You're not invited.
Good. Right, here's our survey says this morning.
Our survey says this morning, we are asking you this question right now, so get involved. 087-1102-107.
A study has found that you're easier to get along with if you have this. What is this?
Like a Netflix account. So
oh,
you
yeah.
can share.
Share your password.
Don't be sharing it though. They don't like that.
Passwords.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like that, no. Yeah. No, it's not the answer.
Is it not?
No, no.
Oh.
So you're easier to get along with if you have this. Is it a potty mouth?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great guess.
It is a great guess.
Yeah, it's a really good guess.
It's kind of like the answer. It's not quite there, yeah.
Kind of like the answer. Okay, we need some guesses on 087-1102-107. What is it again?
A study has found that you're easier to get along with if you have this. What is it?
Your own place so you can have your own parties.
Oh, yeah, that's another good shout. It's not what I've got written down.
It's not it.
But no, no.
It's a great guess. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to our survey says this morning? What is the question we're asking this morning, survey giver?
Today, a study has found...
It's your new name, by the way.
That's my new name.
Survey
thanks.
Giver.
Yeah, a study has found that you're easier to get along with if you have this. What is it?
Ricky reckons a car.
People, just because they have a car, Joel, because they get lifts.
Yeah, you're getting lifts from
people.
Oh,
yeah. If you're a lift giver, you can have more friends. That's
you
true.
I used to love that when we first started driving and first lad to get a car. Lifts.
Yeah.
It was great.
I used to love being a passenger princess.
You were a passenger princess
for
up until
many
like,
years, up until like 4 years ago.
4 years ago, yeah. There you go now.
It was a good time.
You still live your life like a passenger princess.
No, I don't. How do I?
How do you?
How do,
how do you? Well, I don't have time to go into it now. We can do a whole feature on what it's like to have Una as a passenger in the car.
It's great fun.
It's not really.
Except he won't let you bring chips into the car.
Or leave your rubbish and your lipstick covered.
This is how passive aggressive he is, right?
I'm just telling you how it is recently,
and I don't. What did I leave? What did I leave?
Everything.
A coffee cup. Well, let's say it was a coffee cup. So instead of putting the coffee cup in the bin,
why do you put so much lipstick on the coffee cup lid?
Because I like to shift it. All right.
Times be tough.
So instead of Cooper putting it in the bin when he realised it was still there, he brought it into work the next day and hands it to me on my desk and said, "You left something in the car."
Yeah,
I mean, that's shocking, lads. That is so petty. No. Like, just put it in. I forgot to take it out of your car.
Every
Big
time.
Big swinging.
We're waiting for it.
Sorry.
Go on.
I'm not to say.
Big swinging. People waiting now. There's kids about to get on buses.
Big swinging clock.
Wow. Oh my God.
No. It's not.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the question?
Study has found you're easy to get along with if you have this. What is it?
Good morning. Is it a sense of humour or more specific, a dark sense of humour?
Love a dark sense of humour.
Definitely. Yeah. That is correct. But it's not the answer I've got written down.
What's the name of that? Disagree. What's the name of the Disney mouse?
The Disney mouse? Mickey!
There you go.
Here's the answer to survey says... You're easier to get on with if you have a couple of Xanax on board.
Oh, yeah. Xanax. That always helps, yeah.
Chill.
Morning, lads. Just wondering, is it common sense?
Go on, Larry.
Yeah. Because those people without common sense drive me lala.
The ones that you work with, that you punch every day. Is it common sense?
It's not common sense, no.
Good morning, Night Radio. Is the answer having a dog? Because dog owners are naturally sound.
They really are.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's true. It's
actually,
not
no, they're not all.
Not all of them. No.
Yeah, because I know a dog owner who leaves all the rubbish in my car.
Yeah.
I do it on purpose just to annoy you.
You won't get a lift next time.
Yeah.
Good That's luck okay, I'll drive myself.
All right.
Yeah. Very good. I don't need no man to drive me. I got my license. I can drive now.
Can you?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, challenge accepted. Wait till I give you the location that you need to get yourself into. All right, here we go.
Morning, Cooper. Good morning, Luna. Is the answer to today's question a cup of coffee or personality? If you don't have any of them, you're a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's a dinosaur. It's not wrong, but it's not what I got written down, no.
All right.
Okay.
The answer is... easy to get along with, a study says, if you've got no filter. Like, if you just say, no brain filter.
Not sooner.
It's not. Say what you see.
You have no filter.
I do,
you
too.
You really don't.
Oh, my God. Listen to me. If I didn't have a filter.
You have to meditate before you do news.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, hey, you know, come on up on the show. You're like, hang on a sec. I've got the serious things to do.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hum.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it. Play Rhyme It this morning. Let's go to Ballymahan. Jaden, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, Jaden, is it true that you don't really have anybody to buy for this Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, now I have a good suggestion for you. So, like, I'm thinking that if we gave you a suggestion for a Christmas present for Cooper Nuna, would you be open to it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, since you're a plumber, your time would be an amazing present. So,
yeah,
that's all I need, man. All I need you and your tools to come around my house and just do a few things. I'll bring an electrician and a carpenter while you're at it. How's things, Jaden?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks very much. Have you played Rhyme It while you're listening in the van on the way to work?
Yeah.
Excellent. And do you do well?
I do all right, yeah.
All right, okay.
Good man. Right.
Let's see how you get on this morning. The word that you have to rhyme with, Jaden, is...
Shut. S-H-U-T. Shut. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Your time starts now.
I was chopping spuds and ended up giving myself a what?
A cut.
I use a spanner to tighten this.
A nut.
A monotonous routine that is hard to escape.
A nut.
What species of alien is Jabba in Star Wars?
Pass.
Something that protrudes beyond a surface or boundary is a what?
Pass.
A proud and slightly pompous walk?
Pass.
There's plenty. The time is up.
Oh my God, they didn't suit you this morning. You only got two there. Yeah.
Is that all? Two?
Yeah, that's it. Let's go through the ones you didn't get. Monotonous routine that is hard to escape.
A rut.
What species of alien is Jabba in Star Wars?
Hutt. Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba Hutt. You know. Something that protrudes beyond a surface or boundary is what?
A jut.
Ah, and a profound and slightly
pompous walk, a strut.
All right, listen, come here. The main thing is that you came on, you had fun, and you're going off to fix somebody's pipes.
All right, Jaden.
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Come here. If you reckon you could have done better and you want to play tomorrow, 087-1102-107. That's how you play Rhyme It. Also, come here. Yesterday on Rhyme It, I did mention the time that you, when you had to post your letters to Santa. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently I got it wrong.
You did, so you owe the nation an apology.
I do. Now, this is if you want to get your a letter from Santa to say thanks, all right? So, if you want to send a letter to Santa, according to On Post, December 10th, you need to send it before December 10th if you want to get a letter back from Santa, and seal it and address it to Santa Claus, North Pole, and stick it out, stamping it there, and there you go. So December 10th is the day. So sorry for anybody who was just like, oh, we don't need to panic now. Now you need to panic. So get those letters written. Okay, so we should have said that to Jaden if he needs to write a letter to Santa.
Yeah.
Sure, he's got all the things he needs in his life.
Does.
Monkey wrench and all that. Do you know what I mean?
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
We ended up talking about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because they were caught sneaking bits and pieces into the jungle. Then we asked each other, what would we sneak into the jungle? Now, we're going to find out what you said, but you do have some facts to support.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so let's do that in a few minutes, all right? Mm-hmm. Here's what contraband Una will bring to the jungle.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is in full flow. We're going to be coming into voting celebrities off pretty soon. They have just, they're going to be splitting up the camp now. So they've got to fight for their team and compete against each other, which is going to make it a little bit more interesting. They've all been very nice in the camp, but there's a few things that they haven't been nice about, and that is cheating. Now, the cheating has benefited the entire camp. Because what they did was Shona brought in, oh no, it wasn't Alex, Shona, it was Alex who brought in salt for everyone. So their food wouldn't taste like actual kangaroo's backside.
She didn't hide it, they were just in sachets though. It was just like, yeah. Oh, you could have been a bit sneakier with that though.
I would have tried to sneak in salt. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, or some aromat or something like that.
Aromat?
Ah, yeah. Get a bit of stock,
yeah.
Oh my God, aromat.
Aromat. Una, aromat just on toast. It just tastes like chewy soup. It's amazing.
Oh God, no.
On spuds. Oh my days. Yeah, I'd sneak aromat in. But yeah, but like, if I had a little salt sachets, I would have been like a little bit more kind of like casual about it. I would have put it in my pocket. Yeah, the salt, mm-hmm. And I would have opened it in my pocket or in the dungy or something like that.
Yeah.
And then when I've come out, I would have, you know, washed my hands, this, that, and the other. And when cooking, I would have just kind of casually stood there in my pocket. And it's like, there you go. And then just kind of like, have it in your hand and don't make it obvious to a then throw it. Yeah. A little yawn and throw. Do you know what I mean?
But like, I can't believe salt is something that they're not allowed, but it's contraband.
It's a jungle, Luna.
It's a jungle, yeah.
Yeah, there's no salt naturally there.
Oh, Rob, it's harsh.
Shona's, though, was a bit of a wild one, like air freshener.
Yeah, that was
what? Like, if you were to sneak something in, what would you sneak in?
Oh, guys, I was absolutely livid. I brought myself some air freshener and they took it off me.
That was Ashley from Coronation Street.
Susie Stenders is showing up.
Yeah. So what would you sneak into the jungle if you could? If you could go to the jungle, Luna, and there was like, in the jungle, looking to get the crown is Una, but she snuck this in.
Well, I don't leave the house without sparkling water or Vicks VapoRub. Like, I would panic. I would panic if I came into work and I didn't have my Vicks VapoRub.
If I was in the jungle and I smelt Vicks VapoRub, I'd panic. I'd be like, who brought that in?
Yeah, so you see, I wouldn't get away with it because of the smell.
Yeah, it's strong.
But
yeah.
I have to have it. I mean, there's just so many uses for this bad boy. Like, I use it as a lip balm. I use it for when I'm congested because, you know, I'm a bit snuffly. Snuffleupagus, yeah. So I use that. And then I rub it on my chest. And also, if you rub it on the back of your neck when you've got, like, let's say if you've got an aches or pains, sometimes it works, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, because there's an energy point there. And the Vicks stimulates it. Because, you know, the Vicks is kind of, the Vicks would be spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, what's the tingly? Tingly is the word I'm looking for, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tingly Vicks.
Mm.
So, are you all right there? So, that is what I would like to bring to the jungle with me. Like, I leave Vicks.
I completely forgot what we were talking about there.
Vicks VapoRub. All right. What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know. You just went on one.
I went on one.
Yeah. Sorry. It's now Friday. Oh. And you're meant to be off today.
So I would leave a tub of Vicks VapoRub.
I know you said it.
In a different room in my house. I'd leave them in my bedroom. I'd leave one in the sitting room just so I can never run out of it.
Okay.
It's a strange thing to need in one's life, Vicks VapoRub all the time.
It really is?
Yeah.
Are you the only person I know who eats the stuff?
But I always smell fresh, though. I always smell fresh, you know.
Smell of something, anyway.
Yeah. So my eyes always watering around you, yeah.
Una would bring her Vicks VapoRub. What would you bring to the jungle if you had to sneak in contraband? Jeez, I didn't even know if we have time for this now. 087. It was a quick thing. What would you bring, Una? Vicks VapoRub. Brilliant.
But I just wanted to talk about how much I love Vicks VapoRub. Rub, that's all. Yeah, just don't try and silence me over there. What would you bring? Something boring, aromat, yawn.
All right, your food can taste like a kangaroo poo then.
No, it just didn't.
If it's going to be kangaroo poo. 087-102-107, if you could bring anything to the jungle, Donal.
I would bring, I'd find a smarter way, sugar. Because if you don't want, you can't have chocolate and everything. Put some sugar for my coffee in a little belt secret pocket.
A little belt secret pocket. Yeah. In your sugar. Okay.
I'll do something. And
that
then
makes
just,
sense. Yeah. And would you share the sugar? Or would you keep it to yourself?
I'd try to share it, but then it's kind of... I'd go around and give everyone the coffee by leaving a little bit in each one. Yeah,
you'd have Ruby Wax go,
"What is in
my coffee?" she did a sneaky one, actually, last night. She stole a whole bag of licorice and she went off.
Just walked off with it, yeah.
And everyone's just like, "It's Ruby, it's fine." All right, so what would be your contraband in the jungle? 087-1102-107. What would be the thing that would you sneak in? Would it be something simple like sugar? Or would it be something convoluted and long-winded explanation of, like, Vicks Vapor Rub, which, you know, if you put it on the beauty spot of the back of the neck, which heals the brain.
Yeah.
What's going on? It's Cooper and Una. We're asking you, what contraband would you bring into the jungle? Because Alex got caught bringing in salt. And we were just like, fair play to you, love. Get that salt. I was saying I'd bring Aromat. Donald said he'd bring sugar. And Una said she'd bring about 20 litres of sparkling water and a tub of Vicks Vapor Rub in every room.
I have to sneak in Barry's tea bags. And I'm with you there, Cooper. I love Aromat and toast.
Oh, yeah.
And I also like the idea of sparkling water too, Una. So, yeah, I'd need a lot of hiding places.
There you go.
Yeah. Sparkling water just great for the fizz. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, now that I think there's something fizzy, like a Lucozade in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Just
that bubbles on
lovely
your throat.
Lovely bubbles on the throat.
Yeah. That was fun. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we will do a special on our podcast later on.
On the Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it has many different uses.
Right,
okay.
So we don't have time right now.
Play to win.
I'll tell you what, Una. I'll tell you what. We can either do a special on Vicks Vapor Rub and you can. All right. Or we can do your prank call. Which is it to be?
Vicks Vapor Rub. How about it?
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.
Vicks Vapor Rub. Here we go. What are the facts?
Vicks Vapor Rub is okay. I would need. I don't. As I said, I don't leave the house without Vicks Vapor. I would get anxiety if I didn't have it. Like I've often had to stop and run into the chemist to buy it when I didn't have it. Right.
And the phrase "we can smell you before we can see you" is true to it.
Yeah, and it's nice, minty freshness. It's tingly. So okay. So there are loads of brilliant health benefits to Vicks. But what I like to use it for is it's just a lip balm. And I use it on for under my nose if I've got a bit, because I'm a little bit of a snuffleupagus. Do you know what I mean?
Always,
yeah. I put it on my back, I put it on my chest when I'm feeling cold. And there is a point on your neck, right at the back of your neck. It's an energy point. And if you rub Vicks Vapor Rub there when you've got like an aches or pains, it genuinely helps. It soothes a cough. It eases muscle aches. It helps loosen congestion at night. It has antimicrobial effects.
Ooh.
Some of the ingredients have antibacterial, antifungal properties. Ooh. Yeah. Headache relief. It helps to relax you when you're sick. You could put it on an insect bite itch. It works. You could put it in your ears if they're a little bit dry. Not actually in your ears. I mean, like outside of your ears if you've got dry skin or anything there, you know.
Yeah.
So Vicks is my friend, and there's a million other things you can do with it.
Are you being paid by them right now?
No, I am not being paid.
It but sounds
they need,
like you
they
are.
They need to pay me because really, I am such a good, what do you call a person who promotes it?
Ambassador.
Ambassador for Vicks.
You need to claim that.
Yeah.
You need to claim the tax on that.
Sure do, kid.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever used Vicks out of interest?
I did as a child. My mother would have rubbed it on my chest if I had a dose.
Yeah,
yeah.
But not anymore.
No.
Get Vicks back into your life. Introduce it. Into the bedroom.
I don't need. Oh my God. Oh, you're such a pervert.
I mean, to have it beside you, on the bed beside you in your pap mask,
Right, yeah. Here's the wind up from today. It was great fun. Wednesdays is wind up Wednesdays. Una loves to do a prank call. That's why we let her have this spot for herself to do this and annoy you and your friends. And how would you like Una to wind your friends up or your workmates or whatever? 087-1102-107. Bring it, Una.
So Danielle got in touch with me this week and she asked me to prank her work colleague, her work pal, Darren. Now, she did warn me that Darren would get a little bit spicy. So Darren works for a taxi company and recently he rented a van in October. So I rang him pretending I wanted the money.
Hello? Hello.
Hi, is this Darren McCabe?
This is Darren McCabe. What's wrong? Who's this?
Hi, Dad. My name is Mary Murphy. I'm calling there from you, where you hired a van from us, Dad, there at the end of October. Is that right? For the election work. Taxis?
Yes.
Okay, Dad. So I'm calling, really, I suppose. It's over a month ago now that you hired our van. It's €110 that's owed, and it was due to be paid within a week of the van hire.
Yeah, but you can ring the taxi. Who am I speaking to?
Mary Murphy is my name. So,
Who are you ringing in regards from?
I'm ringing... all your details were given to our company and nothing has been paid, and obviously now there's been fees accrued and it's up to €250 owed. And if this isn't paid by close of business today, there'll be another €50 accrued, and this will continue until we receive payment in full. Is that understood?
Mayor, who you're calling on behalf of what van hire?
Hire. Now, no. We also have been in contact with a debtor's firm, I'm obliged to tell you. Have you heard of debtor's jail?
That van should have been paid for.
It should have been paid for, Dan, but it hasn't been paid for. And there's also going to be a cleaning fee, because when we got that van back, after you drove it, or one of your cronies, or whoever had it, our technician said that there was a shocking smell of something between Wet Dog and Lynx Africa. So that's going to be another €100 of a fine, because we've
had... You know what you do now?
What do I do?
I tell you what you do. You hang up your phone, okay? Don't be an eye in my head if it's a smell of dog, or Lynx Africa, or whatever it is. But you're totally 100% wrong.
Did you have a wet dog in our van, Darren?
When did I have a wet dog in your van?
When you were driving it. We're not stupid.
Well, what was the day?
Was it October 26th, maybe?
Who told you you're stupid?
Did you call me stupid?
I didn't call you stupid. You think we're stupid. I didn't call you stupid.
There was also a half-eaten sausage roll left in the glove box. You couldn't make this up. You couldn't make it up, Darren.
Listen to me. You tell Danielle, I said, enjoy the rest of the day. And it was nice talking to you, Mary Murphy. All right?
Hi, Darren. Darren, it's Una here from my radio.
Una. Sanjay told you to do this.
She did, yeah, she did. That was so funny.
I'm telling you, Odie. I'm actually tuned in, Una.
Yeah.
You would have got to know. And actually, I'm actually driving a bus. I'll be honest with you, I'm driving a bus, and there's a few elderly people in it. I don't want to give you a run for your money.
Oh, I wish you had.
I don't find right what Danielle is like.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting right.
You can tell her that payback will be twice as hard as the fourth same time.
Oh, wow.
Now, you listen to me, right? You either pay up
Mary Murphy,
or be locked up.
Mary Murphy. Darren McCabe gets the van out every time there's an election and he pays for it the next day.
I got you good.
You got me all right, but I tell you.
Listen to me. You're an absolute legend, Darren McCabe.
Yeah.
And in future, will you please refrain?
Look after Mary Murphy. When you said Mary Murphy to me, my wife has an auntie called Mary Murphy, and I was wondering what Mary Murphy was going to say to me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You
bye
too
bye.
Now, bye.
Yes.
Now, don't be annoying my head. Oh, but I will. I will.
I love how the most offensive he got was when he said it smelt of Lynx Africa and wet dog. Who are you? Who called you stupid? If you want to do it to wind up somebody in your life, send us a WhatsApp now at 087-110-2107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you want to get Una to get on and annoy one of your friends just like that with a Wind Up Wednesday, send us a message 087-110-2107 because you just love doing them.
And they're my favourite thing to do. I'm living out my childhood dreams.
That and Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah.
And then you're happy.
Out.
Big bottle of sparkly water, Vicks VapoRub.
And a purple snack.
Yeah, and a few prank calls. All right, we got Truth or Trash out of the way just after 9 o'clock. Full as always.
Truth or Trash.
Okay, Truth or Trash. Tell you're up first. What have you got for us fact-wise?
My fact, different country. Speeding tickets in Finland, if you, it's not a fixed fee in Finland. It's higher It depends on how much you earn. The more you earn, the more you pay for a speeding ticket.
Okay, so the higher you... So, like, Una would get more of a fine than we would, because she's on Megabook.
Would you stop the lights?
Come on, Una. You're the only one here with a qualification as well.
What, a driving license?
No, you barely have that.
Excuse me. You can't just barely have it. You either have it or you don't. And I have it for 4 years.
For 4 years that I care to remember. Yes, this is true.
Are you going with that?
Yeah.
Well, because he said it so strongly and so confidently, I'm going to copy suit and say, yes, this is true.
Say it with confidence.
Yeah.
Yes, it is true. Millionaires have been hit with penalties of 140 grand for a speeding ticket. Yeah.
Whoa. Jeez, you'd be hit. Well,
I'd be more than that.
You'd be given money.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
That is wild. Okay. Listen up, I got a fact for you, and this might affect the way you live your life. There's a rainforest in your belly button.
Do you know what? I think that's true, and I don't know why, but I think I've heard it before. There's some kind of ecosystem.
There's a little ecosystem in there. Yeah. I think I've heard that before as well. Yeah. Oh,
and is that
crevice?
It's supposed to be really, really dirty.
Who?
Your belly button?
Oh, mine in particular.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mine's too much of an innie. I don't like it.
Yours is an innie, is it?
Yeah, too much of an innie.
Yeah, the outies probably get it all right.
I used to tell the kids when they were small, don't look into it. Don't look into the belly button.
Oh, I've got an innie.
Did you only have to check now?
I just checked. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't know?
I don't actually have much interaction with my belly button, funnily enough.
But you know if you got an innie or an outie.
Which I wouldn't be, like, I suppose it's a bit of an innie. Anyway,
well, surely everybody knows without having to check now if you've an innie or an outie, like, because you spend so much time exploring it. No,
why would you be exploring your belly button?
You can't judge me for what I do with my own body and my own time. Anyway, truth or trash?
True,
yeah.
Yes, it is. Inside your belly button, there are thousands of bacteria that form an ecosystem as complex as a rainforest. They have found over 2,300 bacterial species in just 60 volunteers, and no single species was found in every person. So there's unique species that they keep discovering, just like the rainforest.
There you go.
Yeah. We're here to learn and educate.
I was right.
That's all you like to get out of it.
Yeah. Okay, so my fact. A new startup company in County Donegal is leading the way in employee self-care. Along with their usual daily breaks, the staff at this particular company are being given a half an hour break to practice their own self-care.
Okay.
Some self-love. Solo love. It's a personal wellness break, and it's as healthy as an apple a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like yoga for your hormones.
Huh?
Yeah. It is.
Yoga for your hormones. Yeah. It is then. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where is this? A company in Donegal is giving employees half an hour to look after themselves
for their own self care.
That type of self-care.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
But why not?
Well, you're at work. It's just like, you know, get on with your day, then go home and...
But is it not that if you are happier in life and more relaxed and all the above, would you not be more proactive productive, at work?
Yeah.
Productive, proactive.
No one will have a snooze after. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. So on that basis, I'm going to say trash.
Half an hour as well, like.
What do you mean, half?
I'm saying that this is trash and I'm locking that in.
You're saying it's trash?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It. Yeah.
You're both saying it?
Yeah.
Both saying it. All right. Yeah. Well, actually, you'd be wrong, but you'd be right.
Oh, God.
Because it's not in Donegal, but there is a place in a company in Spain that is doing this. And it's all about self-care and building their employees up. And the CEO says, like he said, it's as healthy as an apple a day.
Okay. Is it in one company in particular? Or is it all of Spain?
No, it's one company. No, it's not all of Spain.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't be surprised because, you know...
Spain are great. They're after coming out now and giving women 3 days paid leave every month.
They're so progressive.
So progressive.
They sleep in the afternoon.
Oh man, the siestas.
They give deserving women time off during menstrual cycle, and now they're giving you time off if you want to have
happy
breaks.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I can guarantee you that this is a hardware store, you know. A bit of DIY. What? Una just threatened to wax me from head to toe.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you did.
No, you're sitting over there being all perverted, sitting down saying, hey, what kind of a sentence is this to come out with at 20 minutes past nine on a Wednesday morning? I don't have any hair past my nipples. Like, yeah. What?
No, it's because you were threatening to wax me.
No, I don't want to hear anything about your nipples. Don't be saying it in a sentence and don't be bringing it up. Okay? So I said, I have an idea that I'm going to go to the boss with, that we should do a charity waxing for January. So you will not be January.
January.
January. You won't be January because you're going to do a charity waxing.
If it's for charity, yeah, I'll do it.
So I mean, every hair in your body is going to be waxed.
I don't think.
Not, or threaded. Yeah, threaded.
You don't thread. You absolute lunatic. That was a very... If anybody could have seen your eyes light up red there, it was very evil.
So anyway, yeah, January is happening.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Can somebody win the hair that is pulled off my skin then?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, so that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. Already people saying, I'll donate if Una can do the waxing.
Yeah, please.
She's not qualified.
I'll get a qualification.
Brilliant.
I'll work hard between now and then.
If it takes you away from here for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you'd love that, would you? Are you
on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Who's behind the scenes? We just did a full 5 minute conversation. And Una goes, hang a sec, are we recording? And I'm like, yeah, we're doing the podcast. And I was like, no, none of that can go in.
You can't put that in because I was just rambling and I didn't realize that you were recording.
I was wondering why you were being so casual and you were moving away from the microphone you're doing over here.
I was doing my, yeah.
Where's she going?
All right. You'd like to talk about getting waxed, is it?
I don't particularly want to, no. The deal is off.
Remember before when I got to wax your chest?
You did, yeah.
That was so funny. Oh my God, you screamed in pain and your skin was red raw.
It was.
Well, guess what? We're doing that again.
Yay.
But it's not just your chest, it's all over the body.
No, we're not
it's
doing
around the back area
no
as well.
Way.
Oh, that I've heard.
There's nothing to be waxed
but,
back there. Huh? I don't need anything waxed back
but
there.
But we're doing it for January.
Yeah, but there's nothing hairy there.
I don't care. We'd wax the skin, whatever is happening. It's happening.
Let's do a chemical peel.
Yay, no. January, it's happening. Watch this space.
No.
The boss is involved and he really likes the idea. So.
It's not going to happen. I'll do the chest and back.
What about your toes?
What? My toes aren't hairy, are they?
Yes, they are.
Are they?
They're hobbit feet.
Do you know what? You've awful bad manners.
I don't.
Yeah, and we talked about your table manners on the show.
Una, I saw something and I'm just wondering, just cast your mind back to something maybe recently somebody might have stopped you on the street and asked you a bunch of questions, yeah?
Yeah.
Because everything on this is you. This is like a, never mind an 81% of people. This is a Una does this and do you do it too type of survey. All right? Coughing over food, leaning across people to grab the salt are the biggest dinner faux pas. Putting olive soles back in a bone. Pets jumping up at the table. Putting food back after you change your mind. And also just like all the elbows on the table. The whole load of thing. Is this you?
This is just a way for you to insult me. Now, firstly, I do not cough over food. And I don't think there's anything wrong with leaning across people to grab the salt if you need it.
Oh my God.
I'd prefer to do that than sometimes, like, if you're out for dinner and you might know someone there, you'd rather get it yourself than ask them to pass it to you.
So what do you mean if you're out for dinner and you don't know the person?
Well, it might be with, like, a group of people you don't really know. Well, if you're out with work people, we'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know them.
So, but if you don't know them that well.
Well, there's an icebreaker straight away. It's kind of like
pass the salt.
It's like going to the new neighbours with a bowl of sugar.
Right.
Hi, welcome to the neighbourhood. Thought you might need some sugar.
Elbows on the table.
Oh, God.
I don't see. What's wrong with that?
It's bad luck, Una.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's bad luck. Actually, it's more bad manners than anything.
I just don't understand why people will get annoyed at that. And also, I remember someone got annoyed at me before because do you know the way sparkling water is kind of like part of my identity? It's just, it comes with me everywhere.
Like you have bottles everywhere.
Yeah.
Like they're on my desk. They're in the on the the middle of in between our desk.
Yeah.
And they're on your desk. And they're massive.
I would hate to run out. They're 2 litre bottles.
And like, you know when you come in, all you can hear is, that's Una putting the bottle on the table. And I'm just like, Jesus.
So I did this in someone's house. I put the 2 litre bottle of sparkling water on the table. And then afterwards,
at dinner time?
Yeah. But
you,
I mean,
did not.
I genuinely.
Una.
Stop.
Stop it.
What's wrong with that, though?
That's just rude.
I didn't mean to be rude. It's just, it's my sparkling water comes with me everywhere. And I just put it on, you know, because I didn't mean anything bad by it.
Yeah, but it's also, it's kind of like your refreshments aren't good enough for me, so I brought my own. No,
it's just that I like sparkling water, and in a lot of houses they don't have it, so I do bring my own. I think that's good manners.
Oh, no, well, yeah, right, that's fine. That's nice that you think of the other people like that, but maybe say, can I have a glass, please, to put on the table instead of...
Hey!
Hello. Hello. I'm Una. Here's my big 2 litre sparkly water.
Can I have a jack of potatoes?
Sorry, it's fizzing everywhere. Yeah. I dropped one of me bags.
You listen.
That's you when you go to people's houses.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, you arrive at 17 bags and you're just like, what's in here? Well, this one's got Vicks Vapor Rub. This one has got bottles of sparkling water, and in the other bag, a purple snacks. You just arrive and it's just like you take over, Una.
Listen, I'm just elbows doing my bit the for the environment, okay?
Do you know what you are as well?
I'm not asking someone for a glass because that would need to be washed and...
Well, wash it.
It's bad for the environment.
I swear to God, if you come to my house with a plonk of bottle of sparkling water on the table...
And then I didn't have
a puncture from the bottom.
I didn't have a teapot once and my friend was like, what is wrong with you?
How do you not have a teapot?
You just put the... You just put the tea bag in the cup.
Yeah, but if you're coming over, yeah, just say we're all hanging out, and you say, "Here, will I put? We've all had enough coffee. Will I put a pot of tea on?" You'd be like, "That's it. All right, no,
Shani. All right, I wouldn't be no, Shani. Yeah, I'd be like, all right, Nad.
And I'd be like,
I'm not a tea person.
Which pot will I pick? Which pot will I put on? How many cups of tea we're gonna have? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you should have loads of pots for your tea.
And guess what?
What?
I don't own a gravy boat.
Boom. Don't start that again. Listen, do you know what? You're the person who brings a big giant bottle of sparkling water, puts her elbows on the table, puts the bottle on the table, and also I would very, very, very safely say that when it comes to boxes of celebrations, that you put the wrappers back in the actual tub.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you're an absolute.
That's bad.
I can't say the word.
087-110-207. Who's with me on this?
I spotted something. I thought it was literally just did somebody survey Una because it's like coughing over food, leaning across people to grab the salt. Which you don't seem to see. You seem to see. Do you see? Yeah, I'm blown away by. Yeah. Use your words.
Yeah, go on.
Sound of the way you justified leaning over somebody at a dinner table is like, well, what if you don't know them? That's even worse that you're leaning over
someone you don't know.
But if you're too awkward to say, you don't want to get ask them to move. Do you know what I mean? Do you not ever get awkward like that?
No, it's just the way I think. Yeah, like watch this. Let's go. You wouldn't mind passing the salt there, please, would you?
Yeah, there you go. No problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what if they're in a conversation with someone else and you have to stop that conversation? That's ruder leaning over them.
Sorry, Una. Can I just grab the salt there,
there
please?
There you go. See, that's rude.
No, it's not.
Rude, I was talking.
I apologise.
Right, go
you
on.
You weren't talking, you were ranting. But also, I think... The bottle of water on the table as well. Like the big... Oh, now she's glugging on it.
The wrapper's back in the celebrations box.
Yeah.
That is top tier like badness. Yeah.
It's a debate that comes up every year is the wrapper's in a box that you all go to hell.
Do you know, it's so funny. You get your knickers in a twist about the smallest things. You need to just be more laid back in life. Seriously.
I'm very laid back.
Oh, you're not.
You know I am.
Oh, no, you were not. You get your knickers in a twist over a wrapper paper.
You know you ring me and I say, nah, that's a you thing. I'm not worried about it. Come on now.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know what age you are.
A lady never tells.
It's a lady who's asking.
Okay, go on.
So we asked them to, we asked them why and have a guess.
You kind of give late teens, early 25.
Late teens, early 20s.
You're right, 21.
Yeah,
and that's the way I live my life, the vibes.
Unruly and entitled.
Hey, entitled?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just, why should I conform to table manners that I don't even realise are table manners?
You just like, did you just look up entitled in the dictionary and read it out?
I don't need a pot for my tea. I don't need a glass for my water.
You do?
So therefore, I'm a minimalist trying to do my best for the environment. And no one even sees that. They just see the bad manners in me. And it's not.
At least you could admit it.
Come on, Nauna. Sparkling water is notions.
Stop. Don't notion me.
Yes,
you can't notion me.
Yeah, sparkling water is water with notions.
It's not. It's just. It's
not
water.
Even I have it in my life.
It's water with gas. Okay?
You've got gas.
Yeah, you've got gas.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We're recording now, Una. This is the wrap-up link for the podcast.
Just to be sure, just let me know.
What are you twiddling in your fingers there?
I just found it in my pocket.
That looks like a Q-tip, like a little cotton swab without the cotton swabs. Where are the bits of cotton on each end gone?
I don't know.
That's really
worrying. It could also be one of the twins' lollipops.
Oh, that could be it.
That could be it. Yeah.
So the pockets in your coat are like your car. It's just full of rubbish.
Yeah. I have issues with hoarding, seriously. Like, my mother keeps on trying to get me to get a skip to the house, but I can't throw out anything that has even the tiniest bit of stuff left in it.
If you got a skip to the house, where would you park?
Where would I park?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The skip would take up your driveway.
I'd park on the road or I'd park in my neighbour's house. Yeah. What kind of a stupid question is that to ask?
Sorry. I'm a logistical person. I just kind of like, I would have to forward plan, where am I going to park if this is skipping me driveway?
Yeah, but it's not the problem. The problem is getting me to able to let go of things. Like, and Sadie, my 4-year-old daughter, is the same as me. You know, pants now and clothes that are too small for her.
Yeah.
She's bawling, crying when I try to throw them out. And the Christmas tree has been behind our shed since last year. And she wants to put that Christmas tree right back up again.
The real Christmas tree?
The real Christmas tree that's been outside her shed since last January. And she bawled and bawled and bawled when I told her it couldn't go back in. She wants that tree.
Please put last year's Christmas tree up. This brown thing in the corner with a couple of sorry looking baubles dangling off it.
I might dress it up. You never know.
Reuse, recycle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Get a skip. Clear out your shed and clear out your gaff. And
hoarding is in my blood, man. I don't know. I need to. Declutter, de-hoard.
You do that. Right, yeah. I'm going.
Okay, see you later, kid.
All right, that's the podcast. Listen to the show tomorrow, 6 till 10 a.m., only on iRadio.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call